Welcome, and thank you for joining the Father's Vineyard podcast. We are located at 724 Oakland Road in Spindale, North Carolina, and invite you to join us.
We are a church that loves God, loves people, and makes a difference.
Now, let's join today's service.
Amen. Thank everyone for honoring our veterans today. Amen. Thank God for them. And some of the ones that wasn't here today, we just thank God for them also. All right. Are you ready to hear the word this morning? Amen. All right. Come on, Brother Mike. Whew.
Amen. Thank you, veterans. Again, just funny how, I guess it's funny, you know, we could, lack of words, I guess, it's just funny how the Lord lines things up, how he orchestrates things, and, you know, you don't even realize it until things start coming together, and it's like, wow, it's good. Veteran, and I looked up a veteran. What is a veteran? It's going to go right along with the things that I got here today. And a veteran, a former member of the armed forces, an old soldier of long service. And then it goes down, number two, a person of long experience, usually in some occupation or skill such as politics or the arts or whatever. If you've been in something, enduring in something for a moment of time, you learn. And where I'm going today was like, you're going to learn, you're going to understand more of what that's about. And on the other side, you know, a vet. So look at some of the synonyms. I thought that was pretty cool. It says a doing, an old hand, old timer, a stager, a vet. But how about this word, war horse? So when somebody says, hey, any veterans in, any war horses in here? Hey, so if I'm enduring these things in the kingdom of God, and I've been through, y'all ever seen that movie War Horse? I mean, Constantino, wire, barbed wire, wrapped up, can't move, cut loose, still get going, still charging, still doing what you're supposed to be doing. Whatever that is, all I know is to go. You know, be a war horse. But one thing that I do, that I understand now, is that, man, if I don't have that what we're going to be talking about today, that love of the Lord, and not just, you know, an encounter, you know what I mean? That encounter that I've have, continue to have, what, that's my anchor. I'm not going to keep warring. I'm not going to keep going except that anchor holds me there. You, that love of God, knowing that love of God, that's why I endure the things I endure. That's why I keep doing any of it. And what is that? I don't even know. Sometimes I don't even know what I do. And usually that's when I'm most effective. Or when the Lord's most effective. You know, out of me, because if I know, man, I'm going to mess it up. I went through so much warfare this time before I even got up here to do this. It's like, man, I might just make this my last time. You know what I mean? Because you're going to die if you get up there. What? Okay. Kill me. Do me a service, I guess. But Lord, please, if it's my time, whatever, I know on the other side of this right here. Man. Ooh. Ooh. You mean I get to bask in that forever? With nothing trying to pull me out of it anymore? Oh, my goodness. That's it. I don't have to have anything trying to keep me out of this love anymore. Because I mean everything in this world, that's what it's after. It's trying to keep you out of the love of God. Praise God. Look at where my tissues at. My goodness. Anyway, it's all right, but I'll sop it up. Sop it up, suck it up, buttercup. Come on, we in a war. What kind of a veteran going to sit here and cry about something? Lord mercy. You ain't too much of a veteran, are you, boy? I don't know, man. I tell you what. If they don't flow, something's bad to matter. We're going to have to get another heart in there. You've not experienced the love I've experienced if you still got a stony heart. Whew. All right. With that being said, let me read a scripture right quick. And I thought this was just good, and we're going to pray over this and go. But this is where the Lord really took me from, or to come through. And it's kind of like crazy because what Pastor John's going into and where he's at right now and on Wednesday nights and just really what's going on here. I mean, you just hear. And I heard it in it through Jared this morning. I really want to get into something called understanding love. Understanding that love. And that's huge. That's huge. And you know, what did I do with that? Put it right here. Let me just put them right here. So, but look where he said, this is what Nicodemus. When Nicodemus came to Jesus, you know, in John 3, it's a lot. I mean, good gracious. We take 3:16 and we've made the gospel out of it, which it's the gospel's in it. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'm going to be able to work this thing in my glasses. That's one thing about getting a veteran, becoming veterans, old war horse. Good thing I just know where to go. I just feel it. You know what I mean? I don't have to see it no more. And I'm going to get into that too. You know? Anyway. But what he said to Nicodemus, look where he's, let's look at John 3. And I want to go, let's just do in 10. All right, let's go to 10 right here where Nicodemus said to him, how can this be so? And he's talking about being born again. All right, being born of water, being born of flesh, and being born of the Spirit. All right, how's this all work out? You know, and there's so many teachings and things that people want to break down and people want to really argue over about what he's talking about. What is the water? What is the Spirit? Well, if you got to be born again, I've been born in the womb because, you know, you're in the water right there. But there's also what? A water baptism. So people want to get that all up. But, you know, there's another thing called a washing of the Word. Come on. Unless you've been born of the Spirit and the truth. So I said, wow, we can work on that right there a little bit because I need that Word in me. I need to be washed of the Word, and I need the Spirit because those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So you can work all that in there, and so that's how people kind of separate things and all that. But I think you're going too far with it. If you're trying to break that stuff down, I don't want you to have more knowledge sometimes than we have obedience. And that's what causes confusion. If we can't get the fundamentals down, how are we going to run and orchestrate a bigger concept? How can you go deeper if you can't even get this right here worked out? You know, Paul talks about over in Hebrews, I guess it's Paul, I come to teach you and show you all you should buy right now should be teachers. Everybody should be teaching. Amen. And what is teaching? Well, I mean, I don't have that gift. No, yes, you do. Because all that is you conveying and translating the things that God's done in your life to someone else. Amen. And it's not just by oral words. Okay? It's who you are and who you become. And that's what teaches people around you. All right. So look what he said right here. So he said, Jesus answered him, are you the teacher of Israel, but you do not know these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness of what we have seen, but you do not receive them. Here's 12. This is huge. So here it is. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Father, we thank you right now for that love and the life the understanding, the showing us, Lord, of who you are. Because, Lord Jesus, that's what you did. You showed us exactly what it is. It wasn't just by word of mouth. Hallelujah, though it come out of the mouth. Lord, but you come in the flesh. You come in the natural. You come to bring kingdom, the heaven of God, kingdom heaven. Hallelujah, kingdom of God to us, Lord God. And you come to bring us that understanding. You come to illustrate what love really looks like. So we don't have to come from a fairy tale. We don't have to dream something of imagine, Lord. We know. We know. And Lord, we praise you for that. And I ask, Holy Spirit, that you continue to move right here this morning. Show us what you have us to do. Teach us, Lord God, what it's going to be like. Let us understand your love in Jesus' name. So he come to him, how are you going to understand something of the world or anything or believe this part over here, you can't go any further. You see, I don't want to be stuck in this part. I want to be in this part. All right? So we get all this stuff, and then it keeps us from expanding and expounding on all the things that he wants for us. And all those things for us is really love. It's really love. So when I said understanding love, I really think what Pastor John was going over, and you know, he hit on a couple of things like, man, here we are. But also, let's go, what was John 13:34? Let's go to the basics. You want to know some foundational, fundamental things. Jesus took away a lot of stuff that was being taught. And things that we thought, well, that looks glamorous, that looks good. And so what happened, the religious sect, you know, that come up, they made a business out of it, you know what I mean? And they made a clout, a class, you know, somebody, I'm up here and you're over there. That's the whole different, that's not Jesus. You know, that's not the love of God. There's no separation. You see what I'm saying? It's not, hey, listen, I am an awful, awful mess. When I'm left into my ownness, I'm an awful mess. Don't you look at me like I'm somebody standing up here right now that, oh, he got it worked out. No, my goodness, if you know what I battle, if you was in my head this week, there wouldn't be nobody in here to hear me. Just be real. Why I want to learn from this guy? This guy's an awful wreck. He's a mess. Yeah, he has. And that's one thing I still ain't understanding. Why you keep blessing me, Lord? Whew. Do you see the beauty of his glory in your life, your blessings, huh? John 13:34. Y'all got that pulled up? I need to start giving them some things what I'm going to go over probably before I get up here. Probably helps things out, but I'll pause for the calls and it brings it up. So John 13:34, what does Jesus say right here? A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as what? I have loved you, that you will also love one another. Wow. All right. So can we do that right there? What if we just forget everything else and just base our doctrine, our life, our walk just on that one scripture right there? If we can just, and that's what he's saying. He said, now I'm going to give you this new commandment right here. I don't care about any of these other things. I don't care how you think you can preach. I don't care how you think you can teach. I don't care how you think you can prophesy. I don't care how much you think you can serve somebody. I don't care about it. But do you love them? Do you love them? Do you love me? Because he says, what you've done to them, you've done unto me. How? And so where it comes to the scripture, how are you going to love heavenly things if you can't even love the worldly and the things that's in front of you, tangible right now? How are you going to go any further? It's just like when if you can't understand what you are a teacher of all of Israel. People lift you up. Look at your stuff that you wear. Your garments of praise, let's put them on. But you know it's not, you just can't put them on like natural stuff. You know, your garments of praise come from within you, from the love bubble that he's put inside of you. And when it erupts and pops, that's when your garments of praise are poured out. Yeah. It's not a facade. It's real. He's real. That love is because he is love. And I caught, look, man, I tell you, I've been beat up in my life, and I really wasn't going over stuff. I mean, it's like you go through things and you kind of like, okay, that's behind you now, right? And you just keep moving forward. But those things happen in your life for a reason. You know, so now you reflect back on things that come through and, He's like a brother of mine. His son, which is 18 years old now, he goes to a plug in for CIU, Columbia International University. He's down in Columbia, South Carolina, which is now it's a ministry part. I've met missionaries across the ocean that they met each other and they went to that school years ago. You know, so here's like my nephew over there. He's got a full ride scholarship in baseball. So they said, man, we'll give you. And he's like 100%. You usually don't get that. But during this setup that he has now, part of his classes, he had to interview someone who knew the Bible or whatever. It's what they said to me. I said, well, whatever. You know, it's not I know the Bible. Yeah. I know who comes out of this. You know what I mean? Do you know the word? Do you know the word? Do you know the love? That's what's in here. You know, so when he come to interview me, I'm like, okay. He said, I'm going to record you. I said, all right, whatever, let's go. Let's just get it over with. You know, but doing that, it really just brought up a lot of things because, you know, the first thing he asked me was my testimony. I was like, well, okay. My testimony. Do you want my Damascus Road experience or do you want like testimonies of my life since I've been following? Because I'm telling you, man, whoa, when that stuff starts coming up, the goodness of God, it's not just all around me, my goodness, it's in me, but it's around me because that right there reflects, it lets me know when I can see the goodness of God around me. Makes me want to weep. Just makes me want to weep, man. Because that's just the only emotion that I can get. I mean, I can hoop and holler. But that's not, man. I can hoop and holler, yeah. But when I really, truly just tap into the goodness, I know how much undeserving I am. You know? I know how undeserving I am of his goodness. But yet I got it anyway. Yeah. And that's what taps me into Theology 101. You know? And that's where, you know, he's interviewing me and you know, and I tell him, I give him my Damascus Road experience thing, and he's like, okay. About 15 minutes later, he's like, well, you've answered 2, 3, 4, and 5. I said, okay, good. You know, but then he asked me other things. You know, how did your friends and your family help you grow? And I'm like, oof. Well, they didn't really. If anything, they really discouraged me in my growth. And it's hard, you know, it's kind of like, well, what do you mean? I mean, you didn't. But I said, I know I had people praying for me. I know I did. I know my mama prayed for me. I know my grandmama prayed for me. I know there's other people, you know, that I did wrong probably prayed for me because they did. This guy's not good. He's not a good guy, you know. And so they probably end up praying for me too, you know. But when I come, it was like, when I had my experience, it was like Paul, you know, well, no, I ain't dealing with that guy over there. This dude's done lost his mind. And it's like, hey, you pray for somebody to get a dose of the Lord. Don't start turning your back on them because they got a little more than you did. It's okay. Prefer and love your brothers and sisters more than you. If they got more, praise God. But you know what? When much is given, much expected. I can't help it, you know, when things happen. I have to share. I have to bring up the word that triggers inside of me when something happens. It just comes up, you know. And I told him, I said, well, your dad and your mom and your grandparents gave me a Bible. And they didn't even know. You saw them? They didn't even know the encouragement they gave me because they weren't around. They wasn't around at that time because I'm out here. But they did plant a seed. They did give me a Bible, you know, and I kept that Bible for like 2 years before I even opened it up. It was still in the box, man. And I ended up losing everything I had, but I still had that old Bible. And then finally one day when the Lord said, go read that Bible your brother gave you, I said, yes, sir. And when I went and opened that Bible up, I don't know why, but I went to Ruth, and I read the whole book of Ruth, which if you just say it like that, it sounds like you did something. It's only 4 chapters. It's like 30 minutes, you know what I mean? I'm not a fast reader. But at the end of it, and you know, and I didn't even have my what I call my Damascus Road experience at that time. You know, this was before. But what the Spirit spoke to me through that was that she had no idea the plans I had for her life. And not just the plans that he had for her life, but the significant plans. And see, Ruth had no idea. All Ruth knew that she loved Naomi. That's all she knew. And that's all it takes, guys. You know? That's all it takes. If you love, there it is. If you just love to where you can say, I don't want this, I don't want that, I want love. He birthed the kingdom of heaven through Ruth. My goodness. She left this world and had no idea what the genealogy, the seed that was coming through her. She didn't know. Does she know now? I don't know because I've never experienced that side of things yet. But I do know she left here not knowing the significance of her life. And that's what the Lord was showing me. If I wanted to keep going down the road that I was going, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't experience the plans that he had for me. So that shook me up. And I told my nephew, I said, hey, you know, I wouldn't know if your mom and your dad and your grandparents wouldn't have gave me that Bible, I wouldn't have had that experience right then. And then after that, when I did have my Damascus Road experience, that Bible became my lunch pail. It was my lunch box. You know, and I've never had a hunger and a thirst to read ever in my life like I did then in that season of my life. And I praise God before it now because my season's so fast right now that, my goodness, I can't spend 10, 12, 15, 16, 18, 20 hours a day soaking it in. But in that season of my life, I got to do that. I got to. And I can't remember. My reading comprehension skills are very low. And now I'm learning through educational things and ADHD. Well, maybe you just your focus. Maybe I do suffer from all that stuff. I don't know. But when I come up out of here, it's in me. Not because I'm sitting down walking around with memory verses. I can't do it that way. Even when I was a child, I had to remember, had memory verses in Christian school. I was in Christian school to second grade, and they would have me, and I remember, they would say, please just put a tape recorder or something while he's sleeping or in the shower, and maybe he can soak it up through osmosis or something. But he's failing this, and you know, and I really wasn't failing, you know, but I just couldn't comprehend. I couldn't retain it, you know. But when he reads it to you, when he writes it on your heart, because he said that's what he's going to do. Did he not? He said, I will write my word on the tablets of your heart. You don't have to worry scribing all this stuff out. I'll put it in you. You just open it up. You just be willing to get in it. You just take a step. What I heard this morning, what was Abraham considered? He went. Go. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what the outcome's going to be. I'm going to go. I'm going to go. Why are you going to go? Because I experienced some life and some love that I've never experienced before. When he came into my life, when I encountered truth, when I really encountered him, there was no doubt. You saw, there was no doubt. And so when he did, people thought I was crazy because of the way I was. And I'm like, well, I don't even know how I am. People call me, well, you're charismatic. I don't know what that is. I think you're a Pentecostal. I think you're a Pentecostal. You know, I said, I don't even know what that is either. I didn't know. And it reminded me when I'm doing this interview, you know, it's like, he said, what would you tell young believers like myself as we go forth? What's some encouraging words? You know, and all really encouraging me, it probably don't sound like encouragement, but I said, I want to make sure you know it's not about you. Amen. He's like, what? Yeah, it's not about you. Because when you start making it about you, it's not about him. And he's not going to make it about you until you've made it about him. Because we can't handle us. We can't handle us's. We can't. We think we can, but we can't. We can't. And, you know, and I said, well, he said, well, what do you mean? I said, let me tell you about a time in my life where I was at a church, whatever group, you know, and this place, man, was being held in a high school lunchroom. And man, I was on fire. And the crazy thing about it, that same school in 1993, I was building an auditorium there and I fell and broke my back. And God sent me back there like 10 years later. Yeah, 10 years later. Oh, no, it was longer than that because I was 20. I was like 36 years old. 16 years later, I'm back in that same town that I went all the way around to keep from going through because of that experience. I don't even want to go to that town. I want to go all the way around that town because I got hurt in that town. And then that's the same town I got back to. And it's crazy. And of course, I got born again. And at that time, I was like, well, where am I going to go serve in this area, Lord? And I go to the mailbox and I get a card in the mail. Meet me at the bridge. You know, I said, okay. So I found out where it was. And every morning, we would set up church. You know, it was in a lunchroom. We'd put the sound equipment up, all the other stuff for the preschool and all different sections, you know. And I mean, it was a lot of work. You know, but I loved it. You know what I mean? I got anything else? You got anything else? So here I'm working, and then one Sunday I got up, and it was like, we're standing at the edge of the road. You know, you ever seen the guy over here, Adaville, standing there waving everybody, you know? He's not really want people to come in, but he's not going to turn you down, you know what I mean? Just being friendly. That's what I was doing. Come on in, celebrate, let's worship together. Hallelujah. Didn't have one of them killer spinning signs, you know? I didn't get that far. But my heart was in it. You know what I mean? My heart was in it. I'm all in it. I'm all in. Jesus, I'm all in. Whatever you got, I'm all in. And you know, and all of a sudden, the pastor stops. He comes through and he comes back. He said, I got to leave. He said, we're going to have open mic today. And I'm hearing. He's talking to the other guy, not even me. I'm over here doing that. And I'm hearing him. I said, oh, open mic. I can't wait. I'm going to tell everybody what happened to me. You know, this is how it is. Don't tell him. Well, after he finished, he turns to me and says, Mike, I'm going to ask you something. I said, okay. He said, I'm going to ask you not to speak today. Crushing blow. Huh? I mean, right. Gut punch, man. I said, what are you talking about? I mean, I just want to start crying right then, you know. What do you tell me? That's how hard it crushed me. That's what you mean. He said, well, you got some theology issues in your testimony. And I'm like, dude, I don't even know what that word means. And I didn't know. I said, I don't know what that is, but all I know is that this is what happened to me. This is what happened to me. I'm not making it up. He said, well, I'm asking you not to speak today. It's okay. And boy, that motion level that I was feeling crushed, how you think it come back up after that? All right, you got your first blow, but now I'm crying mad. I'm crazy mad now. You know what I mean? I can't even see I'm mad now. And I said, well, daggone what I'm going to do. My Bible that my brother and them gave me, it was laying in there on the table where I had my seat took care of. You know what I mean? Marking my seat up front where I go, woo, worship in front row. My Bible's sitting there holding my place. So you know what come to me? Well, by God, I'm out of here. I'm going to go get my Bible and I'm out of here. Time I step off that curb just like that. Holy Spirit said, you're not going anywhere. You're not here for you. I'm like, what? So you're not going anywhere. You're going to obey and do exactly what you was just told to do. Man, what's up with this? Lord, you want to give me the testimony. Don't you want me to testify? Not if it's not called for. That's where I started learning the zeal without knowledge. You know what I mean? I got this zeal in me. But I don't have an understanding about me or him. And so that's where it was. And I'm like, wow, theology. What is theology? What's theo? A Greek name for God, right? Ology is what? The study of? Don't know much about biology. Or theology. But now, you know what I mean? I kind of do know a little bit about theology because now I've studied God. I've studied the Lord Jesus. I've walked with him. What do you mean you walk with him? Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't get in those scriptures, and if you don't put yourself as one of those disciples, you are missing out on some of the greatest love, story, understanding, everything, man. Walk with him as they did. That's why we have this right here. You can actually walk and live with Jesus through these stories. And these stories aren't just stories. They are real, man. Because you know how I know they're real? Because when I take that stuff out of here and it comes in here and I start walking, those stories manifest. He manifests things start happening. Ain't that right, Eric Moore? Things start happening just like they were then. They start happening now. That's why I understand and I do know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because time does not hold Jesus, bro. Jesus holds time. We got to be careful. We got to be careful because up and coming brothers and sisters that's coming, and they're coming into maturation and wanting to grow and mature in the Lord, and then we got to be careful that we don't cut their legs out from under them. We want to encourage them. Will they make a mess sometimes? Yes, my goodness. But it's his mess because it's his message. It's not yours. And if somebody's preaching your message, praise God, it ain't your message, it's his. That means you're lining up and be encouraged because you can't preach all this. I can't preach it all. I've tried. Whew, hour, we'll preach. But anyway. So he says, John 13:34, he says, this is what, love one another, I've loved you. So if I can start doing that, let's start understanding. What is understanding? All right, I got quick time. First, love, too. Understanding, there's like, I got four words in the Greek that come through understanding. And it's very important because one of the first words, sort of like what Jesus said right there, we only talk about what we have seen. And if you can't believe what you have seen, it's pretty much what the Lord was telling Nicodemus. How are you going to believe in things you can't see? All right? So the first word of understanding is eido, which is to see. And that's crazy. Because what? Seeing is believing. Oh, we want to see signs and wonders and miracles. What did Jesus tell them? Only one thing you're going to see is what? A preacher, the man proclaiming. What? Like Jonah, right? That's all you're going to have. That's all you're going to have. It's somebody who's going to release a message, man, of what's happened in their life. They're going to release what they taught, what they've seen, what they've been. What did John and Peter tell them? How can we not talk about what we've seen and heard? So the first thing, let's look at what is love. Love is what? Agape. Not storge, not filio, not eros. It's agape. It's agape love. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. God is love. Jesus is the display, the illustration of the love of God, right? Where's a great place in this Bible that breaks down love? Who can pull that one up? I'm glad you brought that up. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 13. And then I'm going to get through. I mean, I'm not going to. This thing don't end anyway. We'll finish up, but we're not going to be through. So it's very important we understand love. What eido? Okay, so I got to see love. I got to see love first. And, you know, that's how it works because here's the thing. My kids, as crazy as it is, teach me so much about a parental love and where I was, because I was just like that, naturally and spiritually, growing up. And I was riding down the road the other day, and I was like, stop it. Just stop it. They're like, what? 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 Stop it. And they're like, what? I said, all y'all do is think about yourselves. The Lord said, oh, and? That's how he does me. I don't know about y'all. And? Take a look at yourself, son. Am I like that? Well, I'm not like that, am I? I'm trying to not make it about myself. You know, it's not about me. I'm telling myself, oh, but you believe that in your heart? Yeah, I do to a point, but maybe I don't have quite the understanding that I need. Because there's levels of understanding. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, they were all about that. And it's like, okay, so they're about that. And they said, what is wrong with you? I said, I can't think. So we're on the way to horseback riding. And they all, you knew, I amped up. They're going to go ride. And here I'm riding. I'm thinking about, all right, what I got to do the rest of the day, get them here, plan about, and I'm already focused on the rest, starting of the week. You know, I'm driving down the road, I'm processing all this stuff. And I said, I got so much going through my mind right now, and all y'all have is just what y'all doing right there, and it's chaos. You're not helping me or yourself or anybody. Y'all are really distorting the atmosphere. You think they understand that? No, they don't understand that. And no matter how much you tell them, they ain't going to get a hold of that. But that's how we are. That's how we are, too. I was doing some insulation, and I handed my boy a piece of insulation and put it over there. And, I mean, we already put a lot of it in. There's only a couple spaces left to cover. I cut it, handed it to him, and he's like, he flipped it about three times. I said, well, why'd you flip it? He said, well, I don't know. I said, you're fumbling with it. And the Lord, he don't know what to do with it. I'm like, whoa, you get it? And I want to jump on him. I want to jump on him. Quit messing around and do it.
I don't know what to do.
You know? And is that his fault? No, it's not his fault. He don't have understanding of what to do. And I said, oh, wow, here this part is. And so when you get over here in Paul, when he writes that 13 1 Corinthians, both in those epistles, look just what he does down in the bottom in 11, verse 11. He said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I become a man, I put away childish things. For now we see as though through a glass dimly, but then the face to face. Come on, man. Now I know in part, but now when I shall know, even as I also am known. Hallelujah. So now abide in this. Faith, hope, but what the greatest thing is love. But see, now we're on. You're finishing up the verse, but I want you to finish out the scripture. I want you to go back and say, hey, when I was a child, I did this as a child. He's doing as a child does. He's doing as an immature working man is doing. My goodness, I don't know what to do with it. I'm going to fumble and bumble all through this. That's how the mess comes. You see, you're going to get it all over you. You're going to come, you're going to do these things. But fear not, my boy. Hey, daddy's here. Don't you scream at me. Come on. Because I don't get it. Encourage me to get it. All right, so now I'm going to show you how to do this thing. So here it is that I do. How am I going to? I got to see love. I got to see love first. If I don't see love, I can't be love. I can't be in love. I can't even grow in it. I got to see it first. Right? Because you said I can only talk about what we see. Oh, praise God. I do as the Father. I see the high. This is it, man. This is it. And if we can start working in it, then it comes on. So. Ido is to see, and that's in 1 Corinthians 13:2, right there. He says, if I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, if I can see all mysteries and knowledge, that's what that means. And if I have faith so that I can remove mountains and have not love, I'm nothing. So understanding love is like, man, I got to see love. So here's another one, dianoa. Dianoa is feeling. I'm going to run through these quick because we only got this thing, but that's another part of understanding. You know what that means? You can find that in 1 John 5:20. And it says, that really works to the mind of the upper soul. So now they're understanding that understanding is starting to work in your soul. Because that's what's dirty. You know, the spirit's clean. The flesh, there ain't no hope for it, bro, because that's just done. But, you know, the soul is where the hope is. So now I'm working in Ido. Okay, so that Ido, what? It sees. I can see love. So now I got an understanding of this much understanding because I can see it. That means, do I want it or not? If I see something, that tells my body, do I want it or not? Eyes to the soul, right? Ido. I got that much understanding. I can see it. Don't you tell me it ain't over. I see it. It's like right now. It's the family of God's coming together and being the hands and the feet of God, supplying. What are people doing? I see. I see. Okay, so that goes, now I can see. All right, so now the feeling way, a feeling or a way of thinking is the dianoia. All right, so if that right there means a way of thinking, so here I am with my boy, and here I am, whatever we're going to do, if we're going to do something. I said, so what you're not doing, you're not understanding the concept of what we're doing here. So therefore, if you don't even understand the concept of what we're doing right here, if you can't even see what's going on right here, you can't go the next step. Of course you're going to flip the insulation over five times. At least you're going to put it in backwards because you don't know the next step. But if you got this experience, if you go, like what, who was righteousness to Abraham, if you go into this called love of God, if you keep walking in it, you're going to start developing a dianoia, an understanding, a way, a feeling, a thought process. So now what you're doing, I'm sitting over here, I don't know what to do with it. But once I learn what to do with it, guess what? When somebody hands it to me, I'm going to put it straight over there where it goes. I don't have to flip it no more. I can see in the, I can see it right here and where I'm going to put it. I know that's where it is. So boom, how much effort's going to be wasted right there? Do you see what I'm saying? Once we start developing this workmanship, this craftsmanship, once we start cultivating this thing called love, once we start understanding who God really is and what he's asking us to do, once we start saying, you know what, I love, no matter what, we're going to start developing. It's going to start, the process is just going to start happening. It's going to start happening. And no matter if you are the welder or the fitter, if you're the workman or the apprentice, you can go back and be an apprentice. You see? And then now, if I was putting it in, guess what? He's already got my piece cut for me. And he's going to hand it to me. Then I'm going to know exactly where to go for me. Because then now we in this thing called synesis understanding. Which you can find that in Luke 2, verse 47. All right? And then now this is putting together. That means to flow together. Ah, so now I'm no longer just this little baby over here. Now I see love. Now I'm thinking about love. And now I'm starting to flow in love. Huh? Now I'm flowing in it. I used to, when I worked, bro, doing iron work, man, I'd run them high beams and stuff. And I was like, I'm poetry in motion, baby. That's what I said about myself. I said, you won't see a wasted effort move. You can't afford to do that up here on these little bars and beams, 100 foot in the air. If I make a wrong move, it could kill me. So every step that I'm doing and going, I want to make sure I got my welding lead or whatever I got tied around me, got my boat back. Everything, process I'm going, boom, boom, here's the hook, boom, boom. Everything is like meant to be. It starts flowing because I have this understanding. So once we start grabbing this understanding, it don't matter if you're handing the tool or the material or if you're placing the material. It doesn't matter where you are, whether you're up here or you're over here. You're flowing in the understanding of God. When you start saying, no, I got to do this part. No, it ain't about you. Learn this love. Learn who God is. Start understanding his ways. Then things are going to start flowing. Then it comes to this next thing called noose understanding. What is that? That's the big thing. See, that noose is the capacity for spiritual growth in truth. Now I can attain more love because I know how to what? Receive and distribute. All that love that I got, it ain't just for me. You know, it's to be returned, reciprocated. That's the kingdom of God. What he gives, he wants back. Because that's love. Love does not abide alone. Let's finish up. Do y'all understand? So, nous has been found in Luke 24 and 45, which that is where, what? Where he started opening the scriptures to them when they were walking on the road to Emmaus. He's like, man, didn't our hearts burn? Huh? Didn't it burn for more? As he started opening it up. Why? Because now you're in a noose, man. What, a noose? Yeah, he's got a hold of you. There's nowhere out of this, man. How about run that thing on up the rope just a little bit so I can make it wider? Huh? So I could hold more. And that's what it does. It's like that noose will slide up so it'll open it up. It ain't just choking me out no more. Now I got a brother and sister in there with me. We could be tied together. Huh? So that noose to say he's expanding your mind and your soul to where you can increase in your perception and in your discernment and where the insight comes that you know, hey, I don't go over there now until I'm told to go over there, or if there's a door over there. I don't kick doors down no more. I don't make my own way or my own platform because it ain't about me. It's about loving others where they are. My goodness, how am I going to love God? Oh, what you done to me, you done it to them. What you done to them, you done it to me. If I can't love Billy sitting right there, I can't love God. It's impossible. All right. Look what 13 says. Let's just go to 4, okay? You know where that's at right there? Let's go. So listen, y'all, how many times y'all read this? But look, try to do it with this new perspective, this understanding about what you're talking about with God. Look what it's going to say right. Love suffers long. What? Okay, I got to keep suffering, don't I? Oh, my wife. My baby. No. This is a hard thing to do, Lord. Look, she could probably agree with me. My husband. That's the hardest thing I've ever tried to love right there. And I'm sure my good Lord tells her, yeah, honey, that's why I gave him to you. I'm sure glad he ain't tired of meddling with me no more. You know. But look what it says. And what else is love? It's kind, man. It don't envy. It doesn't envy. When somebody's doing something, I'm not envying them. Somebody's got something, I'm not envying them. You know? Praise the Lord that you got that. Hallelujah. Can you handle it? That's the only concern I got. And the way I'm going to know you can't handle it is because the way your action is toward me or anybody else. Can you handle what God's blessed you with? See, that's the whole thing of growing up and maturing, teleos, being perfect. He's not saying you're being perfect to worldly standards. What he's saying is that he wants you to grow up in his love. He wants you to be mature in handling his love, being able to distribute it, being able to Ido, Deanoa, Synesis, and Nous. I want all these things to come inside of you. I want all this stuff to grow you and make you the adult. What Paul says, to be a man, which means grown folk. Grown folk. Just because you 80 don't mean you grown folk. I've seen a lot of grown folk at 14 and 15 right now, some at 10. Maybe they don't know what they're saying. Praise God, they might not. About like me, I'm on that level. But if it comes out of me and you get something off of it, well, I tell them, Tony, get the meat off of it, throw the bone away. Because I'm telling you, the bone's going to choke you out. But if you can gnaw on a bone and get the meat off of it, you're going to go far. You won't be offended, because that's the next thing that love does right here. It says it don't flaunt itself. It don't puff up. Look, and it don't puff up. Look, does not behave itself improperly, seeks not its own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil. You know what, Lord, show me that? There's translations. You know what that's it? It takes no account of wrong. And that's what the Lord hit me with. Huh? Take no account for wrong. That's what love does. If somebody wronged you, what's love tell you? Don't take no account for it. And listen, this is my stumbling block. It's offenses, you know. If I thought, can I just cut them off? Sometimes that's the best thing to do. But did you cut them off? No, they're still part of the body, especially if they're believers. They're still part of the body. You can't sever this cord. That's not your place. But when you see them next time, how you feel? All right, then we got to check, don't we? Then we got to check in our spirit. That's a real check in the spirit. We got some growing to do. I got a lot of growing to do. Ephesians 3, right quick, and I'm finished. Ephesians 3. And so agape. What y'all talking about over there? We're discussing amongst ourselves. That's good. All right, we got to finish, y'all. You got Chinese to go eat or something. I ain't going to eat. It's too expensive. I can't afford that no more. Dang, no. It's crazy. $100 here, $100 there. Boy, my goodness. Woo, groceries. Don't even get me started. All right. Well, hallelujah. He's got the bill anyway, brother. So no matter what, it just seems tight. All right, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Do you know we all got the same name? There's only one name given to man, which way must be saved. And if you're in the kingdom of God, you've met Jesus Christ, you've met love. So that name of love, Jesus, is your name. We're all in the family name now. Where's fried chicken at? I love reunions. It ain't no reunion without no fried chicken. Ain't that right, bro? Praise God. Huh? That he would give you, huh? The name that who he would give you, according to the riches of his glory, power to be strengthened by his spirit in where? Oh, the inner man. That's where my battle's been coming this week. It hadn't really been out, sword, just things not working out. It's been an inner battle this week, because I believe this is such a powerful word that we need to get a hold of, because the times are coming, no matter what it is going on, if I can't love the one in front of me, I can't love God. And love isn't this pacifying thing, telling people what they want and all that. No, I'm talking agape love, not filial love, not none of this affection. No, I'm talking about this. And this is what Paul says, so that here, by the Spirit, amen, that Christ may dwell in you, in what? In your hearts, through what? Faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend, here it is, or understand with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And that's my prayer for you right now, every single one of us, as we get ready to roll out. There's a new dawn breaking. I believe mercy has been granted to us. But what we're going to do about it? What we're going to do about it? Let me tell you, God knows the plans for you. The enemy does not. He only reacts when God's people react or do not react. Once God moves, he's got to figure another path. He's got to come up with another way. Because he ain't just giving up. Because he's after our babies. He's after the love. He's after your breath. How many suffering respiratory stuff? Come on, man. This ain't no joke. There's life in the breath. And through that life is love. If I'm breathing on you, it's because I love you. If I'm talking to you, it's because I love you. That's where it's at. All these things come. So here it is. That's our prayer so that we all do. Even when I don't see that you're working. Even when I don't feel that you're working. What is he doing? He never stops. He's always there. He's always there. He's always there. He's always there. Even when you don't see it. Even when you don't Ido anymore. Maybe it's not in plain sight right now. Maybe it's off somewhere else. But if I've been in the Denoa, now I'm in my mindset knowing that love's there. I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to keep going. He's here. Now, when I get into synesis, I'm in a flow. No matter what, I'm staying in the flow of the love of God. No matter how I feel. Because when I get over here in 13, if I'm acting out of sorts, that right there is a good place to go back. I love you. You love me? You kept a record. You just brought this up. Golly. Learning to love you. What Pastor Terry said, hey, I don't have all that love for you, and I'm not loving you the way I'm supposed to. But by my last breath, I'll never stop learning to love you like he wants me to do. And that's where we are. That's where we are. I love my wife. I love my family. She's beautiful, man. She's good. She literally is the other half to me. And I can't even relate to that sometimes. You know, I mean, that's just like, yeah. But that's not my area. You know what I mean? She covers my six when I don't even know, because that's God put her that way. You know, that's what love does. All right. Y'all ready? Everybody here? Does everybody hear? Since you're here. All right. We ready, brother? Y'all ready? Y'all ready to go? Because this going is what's going to do it. Who said that? All right. Don't hide now. Well, you done spoke up now. Come on with it. All right. Well, look, anybody tell you they love you today? They just did. Love y'all. The Lord loves you. And just learn. Just keep learning to love. And I'm telling you, all this other stuff's going to work right out. All this other stuff's going to work out. Because you're going to be so much happier. You know? You're going to be so much more enjoyable to be around others. You know? And I asked something. It's like, if y'all can learn to love a little bit better, it'd make it a lot easier on me. It's true. If I can learn to love a little better, it's going to make it easier on you. Because I don't want to be that one to make you not love. I'll give you a reason. Hey, there it is. Love, man. Love the Lord. Hallelujah. He's going to love us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this love, this life that you've blessed us with. There is no fear in your love. When it's full grown and perfect, we don't fear what the enemy is going to tell us. We don't fear what we see in the world, because we done seen your love, and it covers a multitude of sins. Lord, be with each and every one as we go forth. Allow us to continue to come after you, to learn, to keep walking these things out. Keep going, Lord, and allowing us to grow and the love that you've given us. Help us understand who you are, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. See y'all. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope today's worship and study of God's Word was encouraging to you. If we can help you in any way, please reach out to us by going to fathersvineyard.org. That's fathersvineyard.org. Thank you again, and we hope we can see and hear from you soon. Until next time.